4 TSW, St. Marshall. It looks like that storm's gonna be delayed a little bit. You should be good for that wedding.
Been watching that and trying to keep her from going hysterical on me about that coming up on their wedding weekend. If the things get stronger out there and intensify out there, they'll curve north and away from it. If they felt later and, you know, stay weak and all, they will usually head across and either turn up the coast, which may mean problems for North Carolina, or cut over into the Gulf of America down there.
They were talking like it slowed down enough to where this front that's coming through may not be too early to influence it.
I was reading something yesterday on Facebook. One of the weather guys I watched had a thing in there about storms and all the paths of all the storms that hit North Carolina, and he drew the lines through there where they went and stuff. But since 1900, only 13 hurricanes have directly hit and or influenced supposedly North Carolina. So less than 13% of the hurricanes, you know, that's not a bad percentage.
Bad when you think about the big picture of everything. And then I know we missed one. We were down at the beach, and then it came in the week after down there at Edisto. Really tore up the state park.
They can do damage when they do come in, but generally speaking, I think they're kind of, if they come in from the Gulf, they're pretty much wiping themselves out before they get up here. And then if they come in up the coast, we don't get as much over this way, just the Outer Banks and stuff. I think Helene's biggest problem was we've been raining for a week before that and already had all that water on the ground, and then it came through.
All the trees and that, and they started falling in the wind, and then that just caused big beaver dams for the rainwater not to be able to get out of there, and it just caused serious flooding.
Yes, when it rains on the mountain, that rain's got to go somewhere, and that's generally down the mountain.
That, and shortly.
Get the timing on things, I know. Before 5:30 is usually just David in here and me, and then after that you show up and somebody else shows up down there.
I go out the door at 5:30. I'm usually in the car rolling down the road by 5:35, so I get on. I'm usually at work at least by 6:15. Andrew's on whenever he drives his pickup truck. When he drives his car, then he doesn't have a radio in there because it's a BMW lease car or whatever, and you can't do anything with it.
We'll see. Just the drive hour, and after about 6:30 or 7, I guess, at least, it gets pretty quiet on the repeater.
Anthony's coming out of way down there, I think exit 14 or 12 down there off of 85, so it's going to take him a minute before he can make the repeater.
Don't know my exits too well on these roads up here yet.
You're kind of like off of 26 between like Boiling Springs and Hendersonville, right?
Over here off of 74, just before you hit the Polk County and Rutherford County line.
I don't get up by that way very often. I've been there a few times, but not very often. KN4 TFW.
Beach.
4ZLE. And the Wifey, northbound 85.
Hey, good morning, Miss Angela. We thought you'd be getting in here pretty shortly.
Yep, drive safe out there, man.
Just a few minutes behind this morning. Got on the interstate at the exit 11 there. A little busy this morning.
Not too much traffic. Quiet this morning, aren't we?
ZLA, yeah. Yeah, still trying to get woke up with kind of a rough night. Me and the wife both did. She ain't been feeling good the past few days and just don't give me issues during the night. So still trying to get woke up.
On that interstate, you better do that pretty fast on that wake up.
I've pretty crazy history with this here interstate, working as a paramedic through the years.
Pilot, you still awake?
Apparently, she said. She said, did say to tell everybody hello.
Angela, I hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, hopefully you feel better.
Any cars that are on 29 here this morning, you think something was bad wrong on the interstate, but I don't see it.
I don't get out, and I'm usually riding a disc this time of the morning. I need to find a good website to monitor traffic around here.
I think Google Maps should work out pretty good. It usually works decent for me.
4 pounds, pretty thick this morning.
Letter in the mail yesterday from the electric company up here in Greer saying that since our HOA has been dissolved probably 3 or 4 years ago, it's like, hey, outstanding bill on the lights. We're going to pull them all up if you guys don't pay or don't want to take them over yourself. So it looks like they're getting ready to pull them up.
Yeah, so let them come get it.
Yeah, look at the Google Maps here. They're tracking. They're showing things are pretty clear out there this morning.
Moving at speed on 85 is just really heavy for some reason.
Guys showing on the map are a few road closures around here. They always seem to be working on roads around South Carolina, and none of the roads ever seem to get any better.